So what are we left with? History and physical, with specific attention to unstable angina, myocardial infarction, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, smoking, and age. That's not sexy, it's just plain old dull, inexpensive history and physical. Well, and good anesthesia. How often have you been told, avoid hypoxia and or hypotension? Gee, is one okay without the other? Which should I avoid, hypoxia, hypotension? Do any of you wake up and say, the guy is low risk, I'm going to give crappy anesthesia today? You do not need any preoperative testing to make the decision to give good anesthesia. You can make that decision for free. Should I worry more? Well, I can worry more for free. Worrying more does not require special testing. I want you to give good anesthesia, and I'm going to redefine good anesthesia as all the normal stuff plus avoiding myocardial ischemia.